Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live, always local.
So what do I do? Just take a nose hit?
Just take a good whiff of that.
It's my first. God almighty.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Oh, Paul Gallant in for Reggie. John Lopez in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig behind the glass. Four Pro Bowlers for the Houston Texans. Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, Nico Collins, and Azeez Al-Shaair. Shout out to our Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. I love seeing all the people around the country furious whenever we mention Al-Shaair's name. He tried to assassinate Trevor Lawrence. Maybe Lawrence should be a little more careful about the way that he slides. Whatever. I do sound like I'm victim blaming a little bit here. So four Pro Bowlers, they are tied with the Rams and Chiefs in terms of amount of Pro Bowlers sent. There are four teams, John, that sent five players to the Pro Bowl: the Chargers, Cowboys, Eagles, and Lions. Cowboys, surprising. Six players for the Ravens.
Six from the Ravens.
Broncos, Seahawks, and 49ers as well.
Yeah.
So they actually got, compared to most of the NFL, a pretty good amount. You're in the top half, at the very least, of Pro Bowlers. If that's a reflection of what the Texans have talent-wise, then it says this is a team that does have some players. Take a look at a team like New England, for example, who's just got two. Some of the other playoff-caliber teams, the Jaguars, who have just one. Things are looking pretty good for the Texans as far as overall talent, specifically on the defensive side of the football, and clearly they missed Azeez Al-Shaair this past weekend.
Yeah, look, it's looking good, and immediately you start to think, all right, so deserving, not deserving. Obviously, the Texans, I feel, I mean, no one can argue, you know, the Texans' selections. What you can argue is just four. You know, Dalton Schultz is a Pro Bowler.
He had a lot of receptions. Most of the AFC,
Leading the AFC.
Talked in about that yesterday.
Most receptions by a Texans tight end, and yes, that includes Owen Daniels, ever. Clearly just one of the go-tos on this team. Owen Daniels got jobbed, flat out. Travis Kelce made it, and I believe there was another tight end that made it, but Travis Kelce made it. He's had a better year than Travis Kelce. Flat out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kelce looks checked out.
But is he dating Taylor Swift?
He does not date Taylor Swift, and he does not have the name. Although, he's a pretty big name in the NFL, you know, Dalton Schultz, but he's no Travis Kelce. He doesn't have the pedigree in terms of Super Bowl. It's Brock Bowers was the other
one. He's got that ex-cowboy pedigree, ex-white cowboy tight end pedigree. That means he's going to be going straight into the broadcasting booth after his playing days are done. Schultz had a case. Kamari Lassiter had a case. I think Kalen Ballock thinks he had a case. Did anyone see the post that he had on social media after that? It seemed like it was related to the Pro Bowl. I think he said, nah, I guess I'm just ass or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Caleb, don't post stuff like that.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good.
It didn't. The one that bugged me was Dalton Schultz because, you know, Brock Bowers, look, these are good tight ends. Brock Bowers should have made it and Travis Kelce not. It should have been Dalton Schultz there. The Lassiter thing, I think he's playing at a Pro Bowl level. Well, you're talking about Derek Stingley and Patrick Surtain.
Yeah.
You know, that's just not going to happen.
I was talking about this on my podcast where if you take a look at Kamari Lassiter, he's clearly the T. Higgins of corners in that he's the best number two corner.
Yeah.
Who even holds a candle to him? The problem is when you got Derek Stingley on your team, you're just never going to get that shine, especially when you're playing for a team like the Texans.
Yeah. And Christian Gonzalez was the other one. So. No real surprise in terms of like, oh, he deserved it over these guys. He probably didn't, but he's like, as you put it, that's a great way to put it. Like a T. Higgins. I mean, he's the best number two cornerback in the NFL.
Yeah, and I'll say this too, as someone who watches the Patriots a pretty good amount, I would take Kamari Lassiter over Christian Gonzalez.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I
like Gonzalez a lot, but Lassiter's got that edge. Lassiter's got an edge at corner that I wish more players had.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, the Texans, you know, that, it was pretty fair. It was pretty fair in terms of Pro Bowlers. I think Al-Shaair, that might be the biggest upset for me.
For sure.
Because we know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess leading, being the middle linebacker for the number one rated defense in the NFL carried some weight.
Especially after the character assassination of him through, of all people, John Runyon. What a hypocrite fraud he was with that post where he says, you have constantly undermined the integrity of the game. Hey, show that highlight of you being a torpedo towards a dude at the end of a play again, John.
Yeah.
That would be great. So to see him go from where he was at the end of last year to where he's at right now, I think it's a great story. Walter Payne Man of the Year nominee. And listen, this doesn't really matter. This is something that media types care about, but I don't think anyone's as open and detailed when being asked questions by us as Al-Shaair.
Yeah.
Like that guy's constantly accountable after every single loss. You never see him, you know, moving off to the side and not taking interviews. Not that that matters at all. It doesn't, but I've always
but
found
it's accountability.
Him, right. He's the perfect leader for this team. And it's great that he had a little cup of coffee with D'Amico Ryans back in the day so that the Texans knew that to bring this guy in to, I guess, install the 2.0 version of Swarm. Cause I saw Seth talking about how Denzel Perryman, who also just got suspended again, how he was Swarm 1.0. We do have some thoughts. 713-572-4610 to get in the loop. In the last segment, we were talking about the Texans' biggest uncertainty, and John's looking at that run defense for the Texans. I think it's certainly something to keep an eye on. Let's go to Joe in Angleton leading off. Joe, what's up, bro?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What's up? Hey, I got a question, man. The fact that CJ and company goes up against the number one defense every day in practice, Y'all think there's any chance that maybe some drawn-up plays get lost or scrapped between practice and game day because it doesn't work against our defense?
They lose their confidence.
Yeah. I actually do not. I don't think that's a bad question because they are so good. But I actually do not, simply because at this point in the season, after about, I'd say about 7-8 weeks of the season, they're not really, you know, going, they're not hitting as much. They wrap up and stuff. And I don't think that that's going to deter any, you know, they're looking at the film and implement and installing plays. They're not worried about the Texans defense, you know, and also the offense runs against scout team, you know, in those situations. So I don't think it's a bad question, but I don't think it's necessarily relevant here.
The question reminds me of just the dating pool when I was a single man and how people do not approach each other anymore because they're almost afraid of getting shot down again. Texans like that offensively?
That's old school.
Right. Listen, yeah, you had to have back in the day when John's out there.
You're like, oh, no, she's going to say no.
No, you have to have chutzpah. And anyone who's single out there, go ask the question, even if they're going to be terrible to you afterwards. It builds character.
Let me ask you something else before we get back to the phones here.
Sure.
How do we feel about Danielle Hunter not being on there?
BS, 12 sacks.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
And might be, again, the same kind of deal like with Derek Stingley getting in instead of Kamari Lassiter getting in.
Mm-hmm.
You have a guy who's on your team that's considered better than you in the NFL, cognoscenti. But, yeah. I mean, he's got more sacks this season, and also his biceps are huge and need to be in the Pro Bowl.
His biceps do need
to be. I want his regimen so bad. And I know I can't make it happen, but give me some roids.
So opposite Will Anderson is Max Crosby, and it's kind of hard to argue.
Yeah, God, after watching him on Sunday, for sure. Yeah. Those two, the motor that they have to continuously attack, that's what sets them apart, that effort, that drive that they've got. 713-572-4610. We'll squeeze in one more. We got Bob in Sugarland. Bob, what's up?
Yeah. Hi, guys. How are you? First time caller.
Good.
I've been following, you know, all year long. I've been following the playoff percentages. You know, they have this much, and looking at the numbers, the Colts apparently are 3%, and the Texans are at 97%. I don't think the Colts are as dead in the water as it appears.
Especially after last night. They had more of a pulse than I thought that they would with Philip Rivers out there. I mean, it wasn't Rivers' fault they lost yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
They scored on their first half possessions. They had that muffed kickoff or the fumble on the kickoff.
Yeah.
Like, that really put them in the catch-up mode the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm. No,
here, play this scenario out, okay? Texans lose to the Chargers, which
possible
could happen. You know, Colts pull the upset on the Jaguars. Ask the Jaguars how that game against Tennessee went a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So that would, and then if the Colts beat the Texans the next week, you know, maybe they're right. They both finish at the same record, and then they have 4-2 in the division. And this is weird. I think they have the same record in common opponents because we're 2-2 against the AFC West. They're 3-1. They're 1-3 against the NFC West, and we're 2-2.
Yeah, you can go through it and appreciate the phone call, Bob. Look, it's definitely possible for the Colts to pull this off.
It's still a long shot.
3% is, I think, an appropriate number.
Yeah.
But it's going to take a lot for them to get all the way to that point.
Yeah.
And I have a hard time seeing the Colts winning a game the rest of the way.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy to think that this was a team that had what one loss?
8-2.
Two losses, 8-2.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are now looking down at themselves, 8-7 after all these losses in a row. This is what happens when teams seem to figure out that your offense is based on Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. But they could spoil the Texans' hopes too, you know, depending on what happens
for sure.
On Saturday. So that it's not so, I don't think the Colts are going to make the playoffs. It's gonna definitely put a crimp in the Texans division and other hopes. Yeah.
He is John Lopez. I'm Paul Gallant. Do we have time for one more call? 713-572-4610.
Get it in there. We opened
let's,
it up.
Let's go to Dave and Humble. Dave, what's up?
Go, Dave. We don't have time for one more call.
No. Dave, you blew it. You blew your golden shot. You could have made it big. You could have been a star.
Yes.
And now, you probably just put the phone down. That's what happens when you're on hold for a while. No one likes to make phone calls anymore. This is that time of year where if you're making any phone calls, you're probably yelling at like Postal Service or Amazon or, I don't know, some other delivery provider. I will say, shout out to Walmart. I ordered gifts way too last minute. Walmart got my gifts on time. I got the notification just before the show started today.
Well, that's a good day.
Yes. I'm very relieved on that front.
Yes.
He's John. I'm Paul, sitting in for Reggie. You're in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, question of the day. What's a toy from your youth you'd like to bring back? We'll answer that on the flip side, and we hear from you. Stick around.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.